Feral hogs are a menace to farmers across the U.S., causing at least $2.5 billion in damage annually. There's only one way to stop the damage, eradication. But as WHQR reports, that's a challenging goal in North Carolina. Feral hogs came to the U.S. with European settlers and have been on the landscape ever since. They're the exact same species that humans keep in captivity for meat consumption. But NC wildlife biologist Fallon Owens says they've spread in the wild a lot more since the 1950s.
Again, we do know that it's a combination of pigs escaping or being negligently released into the environment, like domestic pigs or pet pigs. But we know that a big part of it is also intentional sort of transportation and release of pigs for hunting purposes. Pigs being brought from one place to a completely different place so that people have an opportunity to recreationally hunt feral swine.
And that's a big problem, they say, because hogs are terrible for the environment and farmers alike. They eat everything, chase off other animals, and carry diseases that infect livestock and humans.
Feral pigs cause a lot of ecological damage and monetary damage for farmers. But at the same time, in order to hunt pigs, there have to be pigs there to begin with. So there's an incentive to have pigs on the landscape in order to hunt them.
The federal government started a USDA program to control feral swine in 2014. Randy Pulley is one of its employees, and he is more or less at war with feral hogs in rural North Carolina.
Hog trapping is, it takes a lot of patience because we don't want to educate. You don't want to catch half the group and educate the other half.
Educate them, as in unintentionally teach the remaining hogs how to avoid capture. Yes, hogs are that smart. Pulley uses corral traps on farmers' properties, big circular cages with guillotine doors. And his phone alerts him whenever something comes near. And he has a dozen or more he monitors each night.
Say you got 10 pigs. 7 go in, but 3 won't go in. They're just hanging around the outside. You don't want to drop the door then. What you want to do is keep rebaiting. Maybe put a little bit of corn, more corn outside the door. Because your goal is to get all 10 in one swipe, so none are educated, because once you drop that door and a pig outside sees that, they're very smart. He's gonna learn that. It's ingrained in his mind. You'll never catch him in a trap again, not a corral trap.
When that door falls, the entire sounder, that's what a family group of pigs is called, starts sprinting around the corral. Some are even strong enough to lift an edge of the cage, though Pulley says he's never seen one escape from a trap that way. Biologists say trapping is the most effective way to take out feral hogs. You can kill the entire group in one go. But Pulley says you need a lot of tools in your toolbox to do the job, particularly because hogs don't care about the bait and traps during the growing season, not to mention the educated hogs.
You know, I have some properties where corral traps, I know they don't work anymore. I can't even use a corral trap on that property because the hogs leave. So you have to adjust. Some properties, they're harassed so much, a trap's, it's not even a question, it's just, you know, take them out via firearm, and that's the only option.
That can be dangerous, though Pulley hasn't been injured yet.
Going in a cornfield, standing corn, when you can't see, you're going row to row, you're trying to get downwind of the pigs, you can hear them breaking, you're trying to get to them without them knowing you're there, you can only see down one row at a time.
Jamie Pearson is a farmer in Sampson County who almost gave up on row crops when hogs invaded his farm several years ago. He says it was like a hurricane hit his farm.
But yes, most of the bottom land was just, I give up, you know, don't even mess with it. I mean, that sounds crazy, but I ain't talking about 150 acres versus 1,000 acres. You know, it don't take them long to go across 150 acres.
He was desperate, and then he found out the USDA's eradication program could help. Randy Pulley and his colleagues hunted hogs up and down all the creeks and waterways in the area, including all the neighboring properties. Pearson isn't one to gas people up, but he can't help himself.
My hog problem's been over here for 3 years. Because of Randy.
Because of Randy.
I keep on saying that, because of Randy. Not because the man sat behind the desk, because of Randy.
By themselves, the best an individual farmer can try to do is push hogs off their property, knowing they're likely to come back. They can't eradicate the swine completely unless the neighbors get on board. But that's unlikely to happen if those neighbors are keen on maintaining a hog population for recreational hunting. That's the situation Sampson County farmer Chris Mathis found himself in.
Some folks want to hunt them, and I understand that, but if everybody would agree to it, they could be eradicated.
Mathis says the hogs aren't just a threat to crops either. They can harm livestock, too.
The disease that they carry, It could devastate the hog industry in this area. That is a very, very big concern. And they also carry diseases that harm the cattle.
Unfortunately, feral hogs carry diseases that are transmissible to humans as well, according to biologist Fallon Owens.
Anybody who knows enough about wildlife diseases and pig diseases is usually very reticent to consume feral swine meat because they really do carry a lot of nasty parasites and nasty diseases that human beings can get.
That means these farmers don't even get the benefit of meat for consumption from the work they do to eradicate the pests, though some do take the risk. It is pork, after all. And studies show feral hogs scare off other desirable game animals. Deer and turkeys flee areas where feral hogs are prevalent, Mathis says.
They hurt hunting of all other animals because they do away with the food source for deer and turkeys and other things that people like to hunt.
North Carolina, unlike at least seven other states, hasn't banned recreational hog hunting. But a hunting ban would be the best way to prevent hogs from spreading, Owens says, because it would remove a prime incentive for keeping them around or introducing them to areas where they don't already exist.
It really depends on the motivations of the landowner. You know, if they like having pigs around, if they like the hunting opportunity more than the negative impacts, then, you know, they might be less interested in actual eradication.
But getting that ban in place in North Carolina has proven almost impossible so far.
In a state like North Carolina, we have a pretty large population of feral swine and a pretty old established culture of feral swine hunting. So it's challenging to institute the same methods that some other states are using, such as feral swine hunting bans, because of the cultural and socioeconomic benefits that some people have for having feral swine on the landscape.
Here in North Carolina, though, farmers are getting ready for the planting season, and Poley is getting ready for his busiest time of year, harrying feral hogs that are laying waste to North Carolina farmland.
Planting season is our busiest time. You know, I'm out four, sometimes five nights a week, weekends, according to how many phone calls I get. So it's very, very busy. Tiring for me as well.
He'll be waking up every time his phone goes off, telling him hogs have entered his traps, ready to help the farmers of North Carolina, though he knows it's just a stopgap until true eradication is possible. For WHQR, I'm Kelly Knoyer.